Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the first parak of Maseches Shkalim, and we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So we just concluded the last Mishnah by talking about how we don't take a mashkon for a Kohen who has not given the Machsa Shekel. So the clear implication of that Mishnah is that a Kohen is Chayiv in Machsa Shekel, it's just that we're not going to strong-arm him into doing it. So now the Mishnah says, it's a little more nuanced than that. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Heyed ben Buchri b'Yavneh. Ben Buchri was made in Yavne. Yavne was one of the places that Shagulsa Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin went into Galus before the Churban HaBayis already. It left the Lishchas HaGazis, and there were different Makomos that the Sanhedrin went into Galus. One of the places was Yavne. Whenever we say a Lashon of Heid, that was part of that one day of learning that where they composed the entirety of Maseches Eduyos, where everyone just said their different Edus of their traditions that they had. So Ben Buchri gave the Edus in Yavne that Kol Kohen Sheshokel Eino Chote. Any Kohen who gives a Machsa Shekel is not a Chote, meaning a Kohen doesn't have to give Machsa Shekel, but if he does so, that's perfectly fine. It's considered like a regular donation. It's considered a regular Machsa Shekel and not like a regular donation, because if it were a regular donation that was just given privately as a private individual, you would not be allowed to use it for Karbonos HaTzibur. So he's allowed to volunteer Machsa Shekel, it has the status of Machsa Shekel, but he's not Chayiv in Machsa Shekel. Karbonos HaTzibur have to come from Machsa Shekel, can't come from just stam donations that people make. Omlo Rabbi Yochum ben Zakeh, Rabbi Yochum ben Zakeh says, Loki, it's incorrect, that's not true. El kol koin she'enu shokel, chote. It's any coin that doesn't give Machsa Shekel is a chote, because Kohen are absolutely obligated to give you Machsa Shekel. El shokarim dorshim mikros aliatzman, you may have heard that Kohanim are Pater, but that's only the way Kohanim make the mistake of darshining a Pasuk to their own benefit that makes it sound like they're Pater from Machsa Shekel. The Pasuk says, V'kol minchas Kohen kalil tiyeh lo se'achel, that a mincha of a Kohen should be entirely burnt, it doesn't get eaten. So the Kohanim said, ooh, ha'wil va'omer u'shtei alechem lechem apanim shalanu, since if we would give Machsa Shekel, the Karban Omer and the shtei alechem of Shavuos, and the lechem upon that we have in each and every week that are paid for with those Machsa Shekel monies would be partially ours, and it would therefore be considered like the mincha of a kohen. Heich ne'echolim, how could they be eaten? How could they be eaten? The Torah says they're supposed to be eaten. So the Kohanim said it must be that we're not included in the chiyuv of Machsa Shekel, and therefore we're not going to give it. But that was a mistake, because only a mincha that belongs to a Kohen by himself is kalil, is entirely burnt. Not a mincha that belongs, that's a carbon sibur, where the Kohen has a share in it just like everybody else. Meaning what the Kohanim essentially did is they said, oh, the Pasuk says that if a Kohen owns a mincha, you're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it entirely. So if we contribute to the Machsa Shekel, those carbonos mincha that are purchased with the Shekel monies are going to partially belong to us. And then no one's going to be allowed to eat it. It's going to have to be burnt. But there's a mitzvah to eat the Omer and the Shtei Alechem and the Lechem upon him. So we better not contribute. But that's a total misunderstanding. The real halacha is that if a Kohen privately pays for a carbon, then it's got to be kalil, then it's got to be entirely burnt. But if as part of Klal Yisrael, where it's communal money, they're allowed to contribute to that communal money as well, and that's not considered a mincha that belongs to a kohen. Now we move on to Mishnah Hey. So what if someone who's not chayv machsa shekel wants to give it anyway? So afal pisha amru, even though we said that in memashkinin nashim avadim ketanim, that nashim avadim ketanim should not be forced into giving Machsa Shekel because they're pater from Machsa Shekel, right? We said the Pasuk says, Ish kofer nafsho, so we know Ish v'lo Isha, and then an Eved is just like an Isha legabe all mitzvos, and also it's only for some mi ben Esr milmaila, so anyone who's under 20 is pater as well. But Im Shaklu, if they gave Machsa Shekel, if anyone in these categories, Nashma, Vadim, Ketanim, gave Machsa Shekel, Mekablin mi Adam, we're allowed to accept their Machsa Shekel. It's like regular Shkalim, they're used to buy Karbanos Tzibur, but they have to just have in mind that they're giving it over to the Tzibur entirely, that it's not really private monies, right? That's what the Partner points out. Ubitnai sheyimsurim leTzibur legamri. So the Mishnah now says, yeah, and what about a non-Jew who wants to give Machsa Shekel? So we're going to talk about not just Machsa Shekel, but also Karbanos. If you have a non-Jew or a Kuti, or an idolater or a Kuti, who decides to give Machsa Shekel. A Kuti was a group of people that came from Kuta, who were forced to move to Eretz Yisrael, by the Melech Ashur, after the Galus of the Aseres HaShvatim, and there was an attack of lions that forced them to convert to Judaism because of the Geri Arayos, but they didn't observe Judaism properly. So Jews are not allowed to marry Kutim, and we made certain takanos to keep them apart from the Jewish people. So Kuti Sheshaklu, Ein Mekabel Miyadam, we don't take the Machsa Shekel that they give, because a non-Jew is not allowed to participate in the Karbanos Tzibur that Klal Yisrael is supposed to bring, and we treat a Kuti like a non-Jew. Ve'ein mekabel miyadan kinei zavin v'kinei zavos v'kinei yoldos. We don't take from them the pairs of birds that you would bring for being a zav or a zava, a zav who's a baal shalosh re'ios, who sees three re'ios of a ziva, is chayiv to bring a karban. The same of a zava, if she sees for three consecutive days, is chayiv to bring a karban. A yoledes is chayiv to bring karbanos. So these bird karbanos, we're not allowed to accept from them. The chatos v'ashamos, if they want to bring karban chatos, karban asham, we also don't accept it from them because they don't have these obligations of bringing karbanos. And again, kutam are like of the aval dezara. So aval nedarim nedavos mekablam miyadan. But if they want to volunteer nedarim nedavos, you know, volunteer gifts to the Beis Hamikdash, to the mizbeach, so then we do allow them to bring, because everyone is allowed to volunteer something like that. That's not a problem. Zaklal, the rule is kol shenida benidav, anything that is something that can be donated voluntarily, mekal ben miyadam, will accept from even a non-Jew. But kol shenida benidav, anything that's not something that you could give voluntarily, anything that's a chiyuv to bring as a carbon for a Jew, in mekal ben miyadam, then we don't accept from kuti or a nachri. And it's really an explicit pasuk in Sefer Ezra. Shneimar, the pasuk in Ezra says, "Lo lachem vilanu livnos bayis bayis elokeinu." It's not for you, the non-Jews, and us to build a bayis elokeinu. It's for us alone to build a bayis elokeinu. So if Kutim and Ovdei Kochavim want to help build the Beis Hamikdash, we say no. That you're excluded from that. Whatever the normal upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash is, lo lachem vilanu. It's alone. It's only for us to do such things. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Daled we said that Rabbi Yehuda was pointed out that Ben Bukhri was made in Yavne, that a Kohen is allowed to give Machsa Shekel. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, no, not allowed, obligated to give Machsa Shekel. They'll try to have you believe that they're not obligated by a misunderstanding of the pasuk when they say, well, if we give Machsa Shekel, they'll try to have you believe they're not even allowed to give Machsa Shekel by a misunderstanding of the pasuk, because they'll say that if we give Machsa Shekel, we'll be partial owners of all these Karbanos Tzibur, and these Karbanos Tzibur, these Minchas Tzibur, have to get eaten, and we're not allowed to eat a carbon that belongs to a Kohen. But that whole thing is erroneous. That's only true if it were a private carbon that a Kohen paid for, that it has to be entirely burnt. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that even though we don't strong arm Nashim Avadim and Ketanim into giving Machsa Shekel, if they want to volunteer to do so, we'll accept it from them. But a non-Jew who tries to give Machsa Shekel, we would not accept it from them, nor would we accept any Karban Chova. We would accept Karbanos Nedava. And we quoted a pasuk in Ezra that highlights that it's not the job of the non-Jews to build the Beis Hamikdash. It's our job to build the Beis Hamikdash. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav.